Happy Wednesday, everybody. Thank you so much for downloading or streaming the Be Our Guest podcast. We're back together to answer more of your awesome listener questions, including a question from listener Lauren about surprising her niece with a Walt Disney World trip and what to do the night before. What rituals do you have the night before you leave for a Disney vacation? We're going to get to that here in just a second, but first, a word from our sponsors, and that includes our friends over at virtualmickey.com, home of great iPhone apps like Days to Go, WDW. Days to Go lets you count on the days until that next Walt Disney World vacation with style. Right now, guess what? I got to update and push forward my countdown. Mallory and I got very excited as we are going to head down to All-Star Movies for New Year's Eve, kickoff marathon weekend a little bit earlier, so we're down to only 24 days to go. We keep checking my iPhone to see the great pictures of, right now I'm looking at the Tree of Life at Animal Kingdom, but great pictures. I got the color by Mizzou black there with gold writing, and I get an audio alert every day to remind us we're one day closer to our favorite place. You can get this app as well. Turn your Apple device into a Disney device right now over at virtualmickey.com. Please don't forget to support the Be Our Guest podcast with all of your online shopping this holiday season. Just go through BeOurGuestPodcast.com/Amazon when you do all of your online shopping. And don't forget, you can do this as well on your mobile device. Just load everything into the cart right there, and you can actually go to the browser right there with your Safari on your iPhone or any other browser and click through BeOurGuestPodcast.com/Amazon and check out. You can do that on a desktop computer as well. Bookmark it to make it easy, and it'll really help support the show. No pain to you, but it really does help us keep the show moving forward, and we've got big things planned for 2018. Again, please do support the show through Amazon with all your online shopping. BeOurGuestPodcast.com/Amazon.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 1259 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and MagicalMouseRadio.com. Happy Wednesday to you. Thanks again for checking in. It's time, of course, for your listener questions. So if you have a question or a comment or just want to help the big cause, send those in today to Mike at BeOurGuestPodcast.com. We get quite a few questions, but we do the very best we can to answer those questions in a timely fashion and get to the ones that are time sensitive first and also that will impact the most amount of listeners. So send those in and we'll see what we can do with those questions right away. So joining me today from a DisneyWorldAfterAll.com, TouringPlans.com, and The Mouse for Less, and she's just back from a whirlwind weekend down at our favorite place, we have Ricky. What's going on, Ricky?
I am back from a definite whirlwind trip. Wanted to see some of the holiday stuff, some of the new stuff at Disney's Hollywood Studios, some of the new stuff at Epcot. So it was a great and definite whirlwind trip for sure.
So real quick, like in 1 minute or less, like something that surprised you, something new, something fun from the weekend.
So I have to say, I know it started last year, but this was the first time that I got to see Jingle Bell, Jingle Bam. And oh my gosh, I loved it. I thought it was so cute. So I'm a big fan of Jingle Bell, Jingle Bam.
Speaking of Bam, it sounded like one of your cats just jumped on your keyboard or
that
something.
That wasn't me. That wasn't me.
Oh, it wasn't. It must have been over up the Pittsburgh way. And speaking of Pittsburgh.
I'm guessing so.
We also, let's find out what happened. We have the co-owner of the Magic for Less Travel, Pam Forrester, who, ironically enough, spent a weekend in Pittsburgh, not in Florida. What's going on, Pam? It's the opposite.
It's very true. That sound was me dropping my phone because I was in the middle of typing out my question to send into the Be Our Guest podcast.
Oh, there you
go. So it could be answered. And my question will be, is there someone out there in the listening public who wants to finish planning our January trip? I'm just saying.
I'm just saying.
Because last night we were working hard on it.
We were.
I was sitting there talking with my wife as she got home because Mallory and I did a little Q&A and did some testing on Be Live on the Facebook page. And thanks to everybody who called in. We're going to that's just a little preview of something coming into 2018, new part of the podcast. But yeah, I was talking to Pam, and she was wondering why my Apple Watch was blowing up, literally just bing, 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 bing. I mean, it sounded like a game of Pong or something, and that's because yeah, it's, you know, it's early December, so it's about time to start thinking about, you know, January here in less than a month. So that's absolutely how we all roll here.
Yeah. That's pretty much us. I'm just saying.
Yeah. So we're like, you know, homecoming, no, how about a Big River? You know, they got a big menu, but they don't take ADRs, but it's nice. Maybe if it's nice, we can sit outside. That's how we roll. That's how we decide on all these big, huge, important decisions for the podcast.
It's actually kind of sad.
But it always, you know what? The thing is, though, it always turns out fine. We always have a great trip. You know, that's the thing is, I mean, I think people, you know, it's great to be there 180 days plus 10 and, you know, 6 a.m., 7 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Central, you know, 60 days out for your fast passes. But you know what? Even if you don't do that stuff, we still have a great time. You know, I don't feel like I miss anything. So,
Something to be said.
Yep. All right. Well, let's get to the questions. Lauren's got the first one. She says, ladies and Mike, good afternoon. Thanks for answering all my questions. I have a couple more and a thank you as well. I want to thank you for all of the encouragement while I studied and took the Texas bar this summer. I planned my January 2018 trip between study sessions, and y'all always brightened up my day just a little more and reminded me of the prize at the end of the long, hard road. I would listen to the shows while on my daily de-stress run that the 3 weeks before the exam. So thanks y'all for keeping my spirits high. After I found out I passed the bar, my dad asked, so you passed the bar, what are you going to do next? I just screamed, I'm going to Disney World. On to my questions. So congratulations, Lauren. I know you've been working hard on that. To my questions. My husband and I are taking our 7-year-old niece, Kennedy. Shout out, Kennedy. I know we've been planning this trip and you found out by now. So if you're listening, you're ready, Kennedy. It's going to be fun. We're taking her on our first trip in mid-January. We're picking her up after school on Wednesday in order to catch an early flight the next day. That Wednesday evening, we're planning on doing something special that evening in order to make the occasion as special as possible. I was thinking her favorite Disney movie, board games, junk food, and then off to bed early. Do you all have any fun Disney-inspired pre-trip ideas y'all could share? Any night before the trip rituals you all have? So let's stop there. She's got one other question or two more. So what do you guys tend to do the night before the big trip? And what would you do if you were, like, you know, taking a little kid for the first time and she's going to be pumped? I mean, Ricky, what would you suggest?
So the night before the trip, I panic and pack.
Start making ADRs for us, as we just said, you know, maybe not a great idea. No, we pack. That's what we do. But no, what would you do, like, if you're ready and you're, you know, you want to just, you want to kick the trip off before you even go to the airport the night before?
Yeah. So, I would say maybe pop in a Disney movie, or I guess nowadays put on a Disney movie through like Apple or Netflix or whatever. So that would be one of the things that I would do. And the other thing I would suggest is possibly try as best as you can to get a good night's sleep. The reason being is because either you've got a very early flight in the morning or you've got a very long drive down, or if you're like me, you're running go, 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 and maybe not relaxing as much as you should be on your trip. So that that first night, that way, if you take it slow, take it easy that night before, and kind of relax and go to bed early, you'll be ready to go for the next trip. The next day. I know that it's hard. You've got that I'm too excited to sleep vibe going. But trust me, it'll be worth it in the end.
Yeah, the too excited to sleep thing is definitely doesn't just hold true for the kids. It's just as much for the adults. I can tell you, I never sleep the night before. I'm always worried, like, am I going to miss my alarm? And then you're just excited, you know, like you're just pumped up on adrenaline. So anyway, what I would suggest maybe for the kid that's going down, how cool would it be if their favorite character wrote them a letter and, like, it arrived the night before, getting them excited for the trip? I'm just saying, like, if that character could write them a letter, that might be something fun. So, Pam, what about you guys? You guys, I know, you know, you go pretty often, so you don't necessarily have, you know, like a big party the night before. But do you have, like, rituals that you do the night before the trip to make sure everything, you know, to kind of kick everything off the right way?
I do. So my family will attest to this, that I am the list queen. I have a packing list, and my goal is to always have that done at least not the night before, but one night before the night before, because then it gives me a day to kind of breathe and think and not feel like panicked. And I really like feeling prepared in that space. So we always do that. But I have a packing list that I actually keep on, you know, a Google sheet, and I add and subtract to it each trip just to make sure that it's actually meeting our needs each time. And I think that is the importance of a good packing list, that you add things as you're thinking of them as you're packing them, because if you say, oh, I need to add that to the list for next time, you'll never add it to the list for next time. And then you'll still end up still forgetting that thing. So you need to be able to add to it. And you also need to subtract to it, because look, if you've taken something with you the last 10 trips and you haven't used it the last 10 trips, how about you don't pack it this time? I mean, unless, of course, it's something like for, you know, medicine or something in case of emergency, stuff like that. But if it's always something that you think, oh, I'll use that, then don't do that. So anyways, I make sure that my list is done the eve before we leave. And that makes me feel a lot more comfortable. And then we do try to do something kind of Disney related, kind of relaxing the night before. First of all, we always have Brenner, which is breakfast for dinner, for those who don't know. And the reason why we do that is because it's not anything crazy or wild that you could end up not feeling great from, you know, the next day. I've had some Mexican meals the night before I traveled, which I wish I hadn't done.
You got to have Mexican the night before because that just keeps you, you know, fortified for the trip. That's what you do.
I'm saving. I think that the rest of the plane appreciates that we don't eat Mexican the night before we go. Brenner's very easy on your stomach, right? And it always sort of agrees with you. So we do Brenner. We try to watch something Disney related, and that could be anything, a TV show or a movie or whatnot. And my goal really the night before is just to make sure I feel really prepared, because I think part of the anxiousness or the stress that comes with the traveling day is that it is something that you don't do every day. And so you don't feel comfortable with it. And if I have a checklist and I know I've done everything on that list, then I know I'm going to feel a lot more comfortable. The day is going to go easy peasy and we're all going to enjoy the traveling day instead of want to kill each other after the traveling day.
And see, this is another reason why I love this show, because I never thought about this, but now I'm going to try to adopt that strategy of the day before, because here's what I'm thinking. It's almost like a safety net. You know what I'm saying? Like you have, if something comes up, you know, God forbid you forget to get something where you have to go to the store, and like we tend to pack the night before, you know, we'll be packing up until midnight and say some place is closed and you need something. And, you know, goodness, you know, most places that have the important things, you know, are open 24 hours, you know, if it's like an over-the-counter medicine or something. But if you can do it the day before, in case, you know, that way you have the peace of mind that you have, you know, that 24 hours, because you always think, you know, 6 hours later, oh, I forgot, you know, and that way, oh, well, I can go to Target. I still have that last day. I like that. I might try that. I won't do it.
It brings you peace of mind. I promise it does.
So. I like the idea. I won't do it, but I like, because I know how I am. Like, yeah, I should do that. You know, here it's December, you know, 6th, and I won't do it, you know, but good idea.
Do you want me to call you the day before?
I'll tell Siri. All right. My next question is about ordering groceries and snacks via delivery. I have Amazon Prime, but have downloaded Garden Grocer. Which do you all prefer? We use Amazon Prime often, but have heard great things about Garden Grocer. Any pros and cons for each one? So, Pam, I've only used Amazon Prime and Amazon Prime Now, which I'm a huge fan of. One has more selection, but you got to do that way ahead of time. The other one you can order, you know, and it comes within a couple hours. You pick your window. You got to watch out. Sometimes you get hit with a delivery fee at the resort. You know, minimal, like $5 if it goes to a convention place especially. But Pam, how would you tack this question? Have you done Garden Grocer?
I have. And so I will say, if you're using just Amazon Prime and you're getting a box, chances are that $5 delivery fee per box is going to start showing up on your resort, at the resort there. They're going to charge you that fee. For a while, it was kind of hit or miss. We've been hearing from guests, it's a lot more hit than miss as of late. So that's just something to know. When you shop through either Garden Grocer or through Amazon Prime Now, you will not have that charge because it's actually someone dropping it off at Bell Services, which is kind of a different sort of thing than that. Just make sure that you tip your Bell Services person if they bring it up to your room, because that's just nice and it's nice to be nice. So anyways, there's a tip included when you order from Amazon Prime Now, and also a spot for gratuities through Garden Grocer as well. I will say there's, you know, a lot of things through Garden Grocer that I think are maybe a tad more pricey than they are at home, but for the convenience and compared to spending the money in one of the Disney gift shops, I think you're far and above so much better from using Garden Grocer. You can also choose certain alcohol to be delivered from Garden Grocer if you will be there to accept that delivery. So I think that's another nod for Garden Grocer. And I think, you know, a lot of times people just don't, and I know I say this every now and then, but don't remember that when you're on vacation, time is money. And yes, you could take an Uber and you could do grocery shopping yourself and blah, 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 blah. But seriously, do you want to take an hour and a half out of your Disney vacation to get in the car, run to a grocery store and do that? No, you do not. Let me just answer for all the people out there. No, you do not. The hour and a half is worth paying just a tad more from Garden Grocer or some other service like that. So
Garden Grocer tends to have more of the perishable items you can get too, like milk and produce and stuff like that, right? So if you want to go that route with like fresh stuff, Garden Grocer might be an option.
You can get fruits and vegetables, which that's another huge bonus, I think. Like oftentimes I think to myself, you know, we're in partway through a Disney vacation and we are a family who tends to really like vegetables. I know, right? Weird. But
it's like, who eats fruits and vegetables on vacation, man? Mickey bars and chicken waffles.
But you get to a certain point and you're like, hey, I feel like I haven't had a vegetable with dinner besides a potato.
French fries.
I'm like, please bring me some asparagus or some broccoli for goodness sake. So anyways, yeah.
Oh, man. Tough. All right, Ricky, you got the third question. It's about pre-ordering on the My Disney Experience app. We have an ADR at Be Our Guest at 11:50 a.m. on our second day, and I wanted to pre-order our lunch in order to cut down on our wait in line. Any tips on pre-ordering from the app? Thanks for everything, Lauren. So, Ricky, I don't know how much you've used this. I would think if I went down solo, I think I would never, ever not pre-order from an app now that the mobile ordering is available in a lot more restaurants. I'm really excited for that, for this trip we're coming up on at the end of the month, because it wasn't as widespread this summer. It kind of came out right after we left. So did you use this weekend, and what do you know, what advice can you offer Lauren?
Actually, I did use this weekend. So when I went to, I had my dinner before I left at Satuli Canteen. And so I actually pre-ordered my food as I was walking through the park. And then when I got to the actual restaurant, I clicked the I'm here button and bam, my food was ready. And, you know, I didn't have to wait in the line. I haven't done it at Be Our Guest. I would assume that it would be very similar, although it might be a little different since that rolled out at a different time. It rolled out before all the mobile ordering came out about. So I'm not sure if it's done the exact same way. But it's super easy, super convenient. Once you've got your order placed, I mean, they'll bring it to your table and it's good to, I believe they bring it to your table there. Yeah, they would have to. So, you're good to go. Yeah, it's awesome. But everywhere else, just so you know, you have to pick it up at the counter. So keep that in mind.
And so the thing I think people need to get used to with that mobile ordering outside of Be Our Guest, again, that's something that they've had for a couple of years. So it's kind of a different system than the newer, like Santuli Canteen and a lot of the other counter service restaurants that are rolling out mobile ordering. It's right there in the My Disney Experience app. But what you have to do is you did this, right? When you get to the restaurant, you click that you're here so that they know you're here. And I guess they kind of express pass you right there and they pop the stuff in the, so I guess they don't make it till you say you're here, but it's ready in a few minutes. I mean, how long is it until you get your food? Because it's already paid for.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah. So you place your order ahead of time in the app. That's really simple. I had everything paid for. And then say you close out the app. It will still tell you, hey, you have this order, you know, you'll see it on the My Disney Experience. It'll be in the list of things that you have for the day. It'll say you have this order, you know, make sure that you actually go pick it up. So, when I was right outside of Satuli Canteen, I hit the I'm here button. They do notify you, like I'll get a texty alert, saying, hey, your food is ready. Now I was standing there waiting for my food, so I could see that my order was ready. You know, like I watched them prepare it, and as soon as it was done, like, as soon as he had the tray ready to go, that's when I got the notification that the food was ready. So, I mean, it's instantaneous. So, yeah, it's super, super easy to use. And like I said, you just go up to the window at everywhere else that's not Be Our Guest. And they have it clearly marked where the mobile order system is. So you should be able to find it. And if you can't find it, just ask the cast member and they'll be happy to direct you to the right window.
Yeah, how crazy is that? That's one of the things I'm looking forward to the most on my upcoming trip. I can't wait to use that. Like, I love technology. And I think that's a great use of technology because, again, it gets back to the first question, time is money on a Disney vacation. Why not, especially when you have a picky family, while you're waiting in line for Space Mountain, hey, let's order our food, and then we can just don't have to stand there and look at the boards, you know, in Cosmic Rays or whatever. You know, it's just saving time.
Exactly. And you can customize your order, too, a lot of times, too. So that part's nice.
All right. Yeah. Sadie's got the next question. It's called Resort at Christmas. Hi, we are going to be camping in the area during the second week of December. And although we are not interested in going to the parks, we have heard that it is worthwhile just to go see the decorations at the resorts. Is there any way we can visit them without having to stay on property or purchase a park ticket? Thanks in advance for your help. We enjoy the podcast. Sadie. All right, Pam, tell her the good news.
The good news is you absolutely can. Now, depending on when you're going to be there, parking at some of the resorts will be limited because of the holidays. During busier times, that's always the case. They make sure that they limit those parking spots to those who are staying there or those who have dining reservations there. But for many of the hotels, that really isn't an issue. Most of the moderates, that isn't an issue and whatnot. You can tell the guard that you're wanting to go in and have a look around. So make sure that you do that. I mean, there are so many great hotels to see the decorations, but I think the ones that are in the Magic Kingdom area, as well as those that are in the Epcot area, are definitely worth seeing. And that would be, of course, the Polynesian, the Contemporary, the Grand Floridian, and you cannot miss the Wilderness Lodge. And in addition, in the Epcot area, you have the Yacht Club, the Beach Club, and then the Boardwalk. And those are all fantastic.
I do want to make a note, though, because at the Contemporary, they do have the gingerbread display of, it's this year, it's Cinderella and Prince Charming. It's not where you would expect it to be because it's not the same place that it was last year. To me, it's actually in a better location. The last couple of years, it had been right in front of the Mary Blair artwork, and now they moved it. So it's kind of behind the gift shops. So if you're looking for it, it's kind of difficult to find because I was like, where did it go? And then I found, like, I looked straight ahead and I was like, oh, they moved it down that hallway. So yeah, it's not where it had been over the past few years. So you may not notice it at first.
So here's my advice for Sadie or somebody that's in her predicament here, that you're not going to the parks, you just want to visit the resorts for the Christmas decorations. What I would say is to schedule an ADR stay at Wilderness Lodge. That's going to be an easier resort to get to park. So maybe have dinner at Whispering Canyon or, you know, say you want to go to Roaring Forks and, you know, park there. Wilderness Lodge is one of the most beautiful resorts to visit in itself at Christmas time. Then you can take a boat over to the Contemporary, then do the monorail around the monorail resorts, and that'd be a good night. You know, that'd be a good 4 or 5 hours of Disney cheer, lots of Christmas decorations. And you can also go to Fort Wilderness, too, which is pretty incredible, too. So that's what I would do to be, because, like, if you try to park the Polynesian, probably not going to happen. You know, Grand Floridian, probably not happening. So that'd be my advice. Pam, sound like a plan?
Yeah, absolutely. And then plus you get to enjoy a good meal and hello, that makes it all the better.
Absolutely. All right. Sandra's got the next question. She says, good day, BOGP crew. I'm currently planning a solo trip for next August and September, which Mike is helping me out with. And I have a few questions in regards to dining. I love helping guests. I've traveled solo to the world many times before and don't have an issue having a table service or buffet meal by myself. For this trip, though, there are a couple of family-style meals I would like to try. Ohana and Garden Grill. Garden Grill, just so I can get the cinnamon roll. Is it weird, strange to dine family-style by myself? As always, thanks for all your help. Sandra is in Melbourne, Australia, which is 16,150 kilometers, or roughly 10,035 miles from Pam. How about that? The other corner of the world there. Gotta love it.
Our listeners do more homework than we do.
They
sometimes.
Do.
I know, right?
Mallory's actually doing a big unit in math right now on measurement. So this is, you know, this could be an educational lesson.
Is she going to say how far away she is from me?
Yeah. Well, it won't be far in about 3 weeks. You know, it'll be probably
probably about 2 inches. She loves you. So anyway, she still talks about snorkeling with you like every single day. And that was July. I mean, come on, it was like 6 months ago. She still talks about that every day. So you made an impact.
It's fun to not be the parent, because then your like stock goes up exponentially.
That's true.
Exactly.
That's
true. She's like, remember the time I snorkeled with Pam? Like, yes, you told me about this 6 hours ago. Again, you know, yes, you had a good time. I love it. She's like, I almost got to start. Anyway, so let's get back to the question, though, because I've never really considered this, but family, this is like, for me, this would be like a coup, because like I get hungry, you know, especially for Marathon Weekend. Like, I could see Scott and I sitting down for a family style meal, just us two, after we do Dopey. You know, that'd be dangerous. But Ricky, you go solo sometimes. What do you say? You know, a family style meal where they bring the food to the table and you're by yourself.
Go for it. There is nothing wrong with eating an entire meal all by yourself. I mean, you probably won't eat it all, but really, seriously, go. Like, it's going to be awesome, and it's all you can eat. So I see no difference between that or a buffet. Like, you know, go for it.
Absolutely.
Have fun.
Just get that napkin on and, you know, have at it, man. Just
exactly. Enjoy.
I could do that right now, but recording these at dinner time is a terrible idea. You guys always ask too many questions about in the cinnamon rolls at Garden Grill.
Yes.
Killing me. Speaking of Blenner or whatever you call it, Pam, I don't know.
Brenner.
Whatever it is. All right. Julie's got the next question. Hi, Mike and the girls. I'm a recent, this title is Keys to the Kingdom Tour in Lunch. I'm a recent listener to your show and a huge Disney fan. My husband and I have recently joined DVC, and we have been spoiled lately with a lot of new Disney experiences. We're running the marathon in January and planning to stay for the following week. We loved Liberty Tree Tavern lunch on our past visit and are trying to fit this in. One of our days this would work is the day we are also doing the Keys to the Kingdom tour at Magic Kingdom. We are okay with a late lunch, but just curious about the lunch that is provided during the tour and more specifically what time that it's at. We usually split meals at Liberty Tree, if that helps at all. Thanks for all of your help and adding a sprinkle of Disney into my day. Julie's in Bel Air, Maryland. She says, boo to the Steelers and Penguins. Sorry, Pam. Okay. I know you like your Penguins, and that's the best shirt ever.
We like our Penguins. We don't.
Not so much.
Do the other stuff.
Yeah, it's a tough time. All right. So now, Keys to the Kingdom. So I've done this one, and it's been a few years back now. We had lunch at Columbia Harbor House, and you actually picked out what you wanted from a select menu before the tour even started, like at 8 or 9 in the morning. You said what you wanted, and it came out. You had a private area up, you know, where a lot of our listeners tend to eat, you know, eat upstairs where you look over Liberty Square. There's kind of a off to the side area, and they bring your meal, and you sit with the people on the tour, and you can ask the tour guide a lot of questions while you're having the meal and stuff. It's fun. I want to say we ate lunch at around, I had one of the earliest tours. It went out maybe at 8. And I want to say we had lunch around 11:30 or 12. It wasn't after 12, I don't think. But the restaurant was getting busy. Pam, have you done this tour? And what do you know about that?
It's been a long time. There were certain things that you got to, you sort of pre-ordered, right? For that.
Yeah, they just,
you told them what you wanted to have to eat and did that. And I don't remember the restaurant being awesomely busy.
No, it wasn't, because you had a private area. You were like behind a velvet rope, which is pretty
sweet. Yeah.
So, and they just brought the food to you. Like, you had already ordered before the tour started. So
Exactly. Like, they were ready. You walked in and boom. It's almost like you used the app to pre-order.
Right? Oh,
yeah. Back in the day, it was, you know, before technology, you just you wrote it on a piece of paper. Oh, my gosh. It's crazy. And it came out right every time. So, who knows?
You spoke to someone about it.
I know, that's so 1980s. All right. So James, my buddy James Meeker, has a follow-up on the cherry Danish question from last week. There we go. He says, my daughter works at the Red Trolley Cafe in Hollywood Studios, also known as the Starbucks, and they have cherry Danish brought in and cooked by Disney fresh every day.
Interesting.
Wow.
You know, I was just there, you know, this week, and I didn't even pay attention to see if they had Danishes.
You know what I will have to say, though? I know that they've taken this out in all the Starbucks, not just the one at Disney. The almond croissant. Hello, people. What is wrong with you? This was delicious. So anyways, get me a website, Ricky, now.
I got to get the I want an almond
croissant. Bring back the almond croissant.
Yeah.
And speaking of Starbucks and Mallory, which we were, Mallory also talks about the encounter you had at Starbucks on Main Street last year, Pam, all the time. So maybe the lady that butted you, I think, or jumped you in line. Yeah. She remembers everything. She's like a sponge. I'm sorry. Okay, let's get to the next question. Maybe that'll happen again and we'll have a new story.
It almost went down.
It almost did. Yeah. It was almost an incident.
That's why we've been on the news. A member of the BR Guest podcast.
So, yeah. That's why we encourage you not to wear your shirt while you're in the park.
I was involved in an incident.
That's it. All right. Amy's got the next question. Hi, Ricky, Pam, and Mike. I'm an avid listener and appreciate all you do to bring a little Disney magic into my everyday life. I'm heading to the world in February with my mom and three kids. They're 6, 3, and 4 months. My kids are, wow, that's going to be a handful. The 4-month-old will be the easiest. The 6 and 3-year-old, good luck. My kids are huge animal lovers, and I had originally planned on a fall 2017 Walt Disney World trip with a stay at Animal Kingdom Lodge, but we found out we're having a new baby this past fall, and the plans changed. Instead, I opted for a February trip with a stay at the Contemporary to make transportation to and from the parks with an infant as easy as possible. Good call. Our plan was to stay from February 3rd to the 9th at the Contemporary, but after listening to Pam advocate for split stays, I decided to tack on an extra day at the end of our trip at the Animal Kingdom Lodge just to pack in a little more magic. Since we will have such a limited time at Animal Kingdom Lodge, my question is, 1, what would you recommend we do at Animal Kingdom Lodge to soak up as much atmosphere as possible? We have a Savannah bunk bed room booked for that night of February 9th. Are there any special activities that we should be aware of? All right, Pam, take it. You caused this conundrum, so now you got it.
I'll take full responsibility for this. And the Animal Kingdom Lodge is some place that you are going to want to soak up every little detail because it's really just that awesome. So here are the things that I would do. I would, first of all, go ahead and make meal plans at either Boma or Jiko. I know with little ones, maybe Jiko is a little more challenging. So Boma is a good choice. And then also they have a really standout counter service location in Mara. And then, of course, there's the wonderful Sanaa and their bread service. So what you're going to want to do to be able to experience the best of the Animal Kingdom Lodge is to eat at one of the wonderful dining locations for at least one meal, if not two. I mean, there's great breakfast choices in addition to dinner. So try that. The other thing you're going to want to do is when you check in, make sure that you get a printout of all the activities that will be going on there throughout the day. They have these wonderful, what they call bead activities. And these are activities that if the children attend, and most of them don't have any fee, they'll receive a bead, and then after they've collected a number of beads, they'll be able to assemble a little bracelet. And I remember Hannah doing this all the time. In fact, some days we had to sort of drag her to the parks because she wanted to participate in all the bead activities. So, I mean, you know, you can see how that goes. So they also will give some of the guides there, the cast members that work in the lodge are actually from South Africa and other areas represented by the lodge, and they'll give different talks on certain subjects and have maybe some animal viewing opportunities, as well as those wonderful night vision goggles in the evening. So make sure you take advantage of those. They also frequently do storytelling outside by the fire pit. And if it's too cold, they'll actually do it inside. But outside by the fire pit, it's beautiful. The stories are always fun. Kids like it, adults like it, and you have rocking chairs around a fire pit. So it doesn't get much better than that. And then I think just make some time to check out all the different animal viewing locations around the lodge. They're beautiful. And being able to just sit and see the animals, I think, is such a very unique thing that really only happens in Walt Disney World, at least unless you're traveling to someplace very far away. So to be able to see zebra and giraffe and wildebeest and other things from your room or from the viewing locations is just awesome.
Yeah, and I love the idea of tacking this on because the kids love animals, and this is what, I mean, but now that you're saying this, Pam, because you're saying so many great things to do, it's really tough in one night. Maybe consider chopping off one more night at Contemporary, maybe doing two nights at Animal Kingdom Lodge, because I want to offer a couple other things too. Make sure that you have that Savannah View room. Now, remember, once it gets dark, and it's going to get dark early in February, especially early February, that you won't see as much as you do in the daytime. So you want to make sure that you do have time with all this going on, that you're on your balcony on the checking out the savannah, because like I said, you want to do that during the daylight hours, especially early in the morning if you can, as you know, as much as you can that next day, the day of checkout, because you know, you're paying for that savannah, so check it out. And also, you know, from personal experience, the pool at Jumbo House is really gorgeous. I mean, it's awesome. But Mallory enjoyed the Kidani pool more. It's kind of got a really cool splash zone. And I think with your kids being 6 and 3, they might enjoy the Kidani pool more. What do you think, Pam?
Yeah, the Kidani pool is a great pool, especially for kids. There's a lot of water sprayed, and you can spray each other, and buckets that drop water on you. So it's great, too. So honestly, I would, if you can, if you have time, check out both pools.
Yep. Okay, she says, also, we check out at the Contemporary on February 9th and have a brunch at Chef Mickey's scheduled that day. Her second question is, what are our odds of being able to check in early at Animal Kingdom Lodge? How can I go about requesting an early check-in? So what would you say to that, Pam?
Well, you can't officially request an early check-in from Disney. Go ahead and complete the online check-in prior to your arrival. I would do it, you know, you can do it, you know, way in advance. So consider that. And you don't have to be officially checked in to use all the facilities there. If you, you know, if your room is not ready, which it very well may not be, just go ahead and give them your luggage. I would keep out a day bag that had anything you wanted to grab. So if you wanted to check out the pools and things like that, as soon as you get there, just take some swimsuits and cover ups and put those in there. And then you'll be able to utilize the pool and all the other amenities even before your room's ready.
When I do online check-in, I always put like hours and hours because it asks for like your expected time that you're going to arrive. I always put way earlier than I know I'll probably arrive. Do you guys do the same? Is that just me?
I may or may not.
You know, because you never know. I could get a really strong tailwind and, you know, land before you even take off. So who knows?
All the time.
She says, we're crazy Disney fans. That's what we do. My plan is to try to score a fast pass for Festival of FOP. What a blanket on it. Now there's too many acronyms.
Flights of Passage.
Festival of Fantasy. I'm like, that ain't right. Flights of Passage on our midweek Animal AK Day. You should read these emails, people. It's not easy. Animal Kingdom Day, and then try to get a fast pass for the Navi River on our check-in day at Animal Kingdom Lodge while we're waiting for our room. Because we'll have less than 24 hours at Animal Kingdom Lodge, though, I want to maximize our time there and really soak up the resort atmosphere. Here's her third and last question. Any tips on the best way to go about this, and is it even really worth it if we're only spending one night there? I booked a lunch ADR at Sanaa for our Animal Kingdom Lodge checkout day. Is that an okay choice for picky eaters, and is it easy to get from the main Animal Kingdom Lodge building? Thanks in advance for your advice. Amy's down in Lexington, Kentucky. All right, so they're having lunch the day they check out down at Sanaa. Great idea. Your kids, everybody's going to love that because you're basically eating with the animals all around you. The views from Sanaa are awesome. I think everybody can find something, but it is kind of an eclectic menu. Ricky, have you had Sanaa, and what do you think?
Yeah, I have had Sanaa. I like Sanaa. I am a huge fan of the butter chicken, so... You know, I think that their menu is good. I think that the bread, you know, and dip are good too. But I don't know. It depends on how picky of eaters that you've got. If you've got super picky eaters, then maybe I don't know that it's the best choice. I mean, I'm a picky eater, but I'm also like stepping out of my comfort zones a little bit. So I was okay with Sanaa. I thought that it was really good. And I very much enjoy it, and I make butter chicken all the time now. So, you know, that's something that that you can consider too. But it just depends on how picky of eaters that your family is, I think is going to be the key there. So take a look at the menu, see if there's something on the menu that people would enjoy, and then go from there.
What I would do is just get, if the kids are, and look at the menus ahead of time, but if the kids are super picky, get them something at the Mara. Let them eat before you go, and then let them go and experience a restaurant while you have a good meal there. They can still sit with you, see the animals, you know, maybe get them, you know, something off the appetizer menu, some fruit, because they do have fruit and stuff like that. You know, something small, but, you know, if they want to have chicken nuggets or a burger, do that at the Mara before you go so they're not whining that they're starving. That'd be probably my best thing, because it's a great thing to experience. That restaurant is really, really cool. And I wouldn't want, you know, Amy and, you know, her travel party to miss out on that, because it is. And I like the idea of doing that as kind of your wrap up to the stay on the checkout day.
Yeah.
Now, Pam, what would you say, though? They're trying to schedule like a Flights of Passage or a Navi River Journey Fast Pass the day they check in. You know, part of me says, do that if you can, like during the contemporary stay where you got more time, because time is of the essence with this Animal Kingdom Lodge, you know, 24-hour stay. I wouldn't mess with even being in a park.
I absolutely agree with you. I mean, you're really going to, so many people go and fall in love with the lodge that I think you're going to just want to focus on that. And then when you're at the contemporary, you know, you're probably going to travel to the Animal Kingdom anyway, and just go ahead and enjoy it there. As long as you have the Fast Pass, you're not saving yourself by traveling only from the Animal Kingdom Lodge to the Animal Kingdom. You'll be able to get a Fast Pass for Flights of Passage. Maybe you'll even want to go and do the Navi River Ride early in the morning, however that works out for you all. But go and enjoy, and I'd save that for when you're there at the Contemporary.
All righty, let's get to the last question of the day, and it's from Mackenzie. Hi, Mike, Pam, and Ricky. Question for you. I know the Edison Complex is comprised of four new restaurants and has a mystery opening date of late 2017. Which of these four restaurants will need reservations? Do you have any inside scoop on opening dates when it will be open on My Disney Experience to make reservations? I have a trip coming up in March and really want to try these new locations, but I'm scared if I don't get reservations right away when they become available, I will miss out. Also, I'm assuming all of these will be able to be used on the Disney dining plan. Thanks for any help and insight, avid listener and Disney fanatic. Mackenzie is in Minnesota, 867 miles from Pam. All right, Ricky. Ricky, so I know you have the inside scoop on this because, it's kind of a... I actually did save this one because of what was supposed to happen this yesterday, but it didn't happen. So anyway, what do we know, what we don't know, which we probably know by the time the show comes out, of course.
So I suspect we'll find out some more information about the Edison and Maria and Enzo's and Enzo's Hideaway at Pizza Ponte soon. Just stay tuned. I promise you I should have some information coming out relatively shortly. However, that being said, the only places that you'll probably need reservations for will either be Maria and Enzo's or the Edison. What we do know about the Edison so far is that after, I believe, 10 o'clock, it will become 21 and up. So just keep that in mind as well. And we don't know exactly when they're opening as of this moment. We don't know when they're opening, but I suspect, again, we'll find that out relatively soon. I think that you'll be fine in March. And I think Enzo's will be kind of a walk-up place, and Pizza Ponte is a counter service place, I believe. So you should be fine with either one of those. Just stay tuned. I'm sure I will have more information somehow, some way.
Yeah, I would guess. It's just my guess. I would say by the time episode 1260 comes out on Friday, if you go to the Mouse for Less, you could probably answer most
maybe
of these questions.
Maybe not Friday. Maybe. It might be next week.
Well, I'm saying it'll be pretty soon, so stay tuned.
It would probably be. It might be next week. Let's just say that. Yeah.
Okay. Before the next listener question show, you will probably have your answers, Mackenzie. Probably.
Hopefully.
All right. Well, that's going to do it for today's listener question show. Thanks for the great questions. We love those. Again, send those to Mike at BeOurGuestPodcast.com, and we'll get those on the air here right away. Don't forget today's show, as always, here on a Wednesday, brought to you by our friends over at VirtualMickey.com, home of great iPhone apps like Theme Park News, Disney Edition, and besides those awesome restaurants coming to Disney Springs. Ricky, what are we reading about on the app this week?
Well, I am excited to tell you that currently, from now until December 17th, if you are an annual pass holder, you can go to Disney's Hollywood Studios.
I want one.
And I pick one up.
You stink. They're so cool. Anyway, it's a magnet. Go ahead.
It's a magnet, and it's a special annual pass holder magnet, but it's decorated for the holidays. It's adorable. So, if you have an annual pass and you've seen the orange magnet, this one is a blue one. You can pick it up only through December 17th, which I think is a huge bummer because it's like, it's not even like through Christmas. You can get it at Mickey's of Hollywood, Celebrity 5 and 10, or Once Upon a Time. You do have to have your annual pass with you as well as your ID. So make sure you have those two things. And I saw them. They were just giving them away. If there wasn't a cast member who had a stack of magnets with them, they were giving them away behind the counter. So you have to check one of those two places.
Killing me. I'm going to be laying out so much money for annual passes when we go down in December, and I'm not getting a magnet. Come on now.
I know,
I could buy a small house in Florissant for what I'm paying on these annual passes. Give me the magnets.
I know. I was like, oh, I got so a magnet. Cool.
I know. Anyway, you can get jealous too and read these articles on Theme Park News Disney Edition. As we always say, turn your Apple device into a Disney device. And the best news, especially this time of year, free app, guys. Go grab it. Again, virtualmickey.com. Don't forget to support the show when you're doing that online shopping. We know that you shop when you listen. We shop on the couch as we watch TV. You shop as you're eating your cereal in the morning. You know, whatever it takes. Use our Amazon affiliate link, brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. A great way to do this is to bookmark this on your browser, either on your desktop or even on like Safari or Chrome on your mobile device. And, you know, you can load everything up within the app and put it in your cart. Then just go to your browser through brguestpodcast.com/Amazon checkout. We get the credit. Everybody's happy. It costs you nothing extra. Get all your Prime benefits. And it really does help support the show. Lots of great stuff coming your way in 2018. So we'd really appreciate that support. Again, brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. And don't forget, you can follow us on the social media, Instagram and Twitter at brguestmike. And drop by the Facebook group over at facebook.com/BRGuestPodcast. All right, time to get out of here. Let's get on with your Wednesday. We will be back again on Friday, starting a new mini series. You know, we're good at starting series. We don't always end them or continue them, but we're going to do our best. We're going to wrap up 2017 and start something for 2018. So stay tuned for that. So for Ricky and Pam, I'm Mike, wishing you a great Wednesday, but it's time to get back to work, and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at brguestpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.